And welcome into the Jaguars.com postgame report, a 27-10 final, Cincinnati over Jacksonville. And this was a game of missed opportunities early on the defensive side. Boy, a pick and a fumble, another pick dropped.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take advantage of those. Kyle Bosworth had his hands on the ball, an interception, was taking it down inside the 10. He turns the ball over. And then defensively, you end up having a penalty call that goes against you and it keeps the drive alive. And then all of a sudden, Rasheen Mathis had his hands on a ball. You allowed a fake punt. I mean, you just can't have those things happen against a good football team, and the Bengals are a good football team.
Well, I wrote all week that, you know, when you get opportunities, you have to catch the ball. This team, I think it had 6 or 7 chances even before this game. And then today, obviously the Kyle Bosworth fumble early was just a crucial momentum changer. And you had a chance to be up. And then when you got the touchdown later, you had a chance to be way up. And as a result, it was still a tight game. And a team as talented as the Bengals, like Jeff said, is going to take advantage of that and pull away.
All the offensive linemen were back in this game, guys, but Blaine Gabbert was sacked 6 times today. You may be back, but were they 100%?
Well, I think really Geno Atkins, the defensive tackle, who's one of the best in the National Football League, at sacking the quarterback, had a heck of a day. And a lot of that was over Evan Britton. Evan Britton struggled. And I don't know if it was just because Geno Atkins is that good of a player or if Evan Britton's not back all the way 100%. But either way, it didn't happen, and it needs to start happening. When you have a young quarterback and you're trying to develop a young quarterback, you need to sometimes give him a little bit of extra time. But at the same token, he's got to be better too. He's got to improve. They've got to find a rhythm offensively, though, because clearly tonight they didn't have it against a team you knew you were going to have it.
Yeah, Mike Mularkey really didn't say in the press conference just now whether Evan was pulled because of ineffectiveness or how much of it was his ankle. So I think that'll be a storyline as it plays out this week. And there's really not much more to say about the offensive line. I mean, there was a lot of pressure and a lot of fast pressure. As Jeff said, Blaine Gabbert didn't play well, but not a lot of time on a whole lot of plays.
Chicago Bears coming up. Got to win this one, right?
Well, and the Chicago Bears are, I don't want to say they're just like the Bengals, but you're talking Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. I mean, much like Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. So you have an offense that has the capability of being explosive offensively, and we know what the Bears are known for. It's about playing defense, you know, with Julius Peppers and Brian Urlacher, although Brian Urlacher's got some issues going on, but Lance Briggs, I mean, they play defense in Chicago.
Yeah, you got a chance to come back next week for the home fans again. And clearly, this was not what the Jaguars wanted today. On a day where you're honoring Fred Taylor, you did not want the day to turn into this. It did, so you got to come back.
27-10 is the final score in Everbank today. Cincinnati over Jacksonville.